In this Mishnah, we're going to learn the Hashem Yisbarach. That even though when the Pasuk talks about Niske Bar, so the Pasuk says, what's the difference? If a shar falls in or if a chamar falls in, but it's not only a shar or chamar. The same is true for any behemah, chaya, or oif. And actually, there are no less than 8 places in the Torah where the Torah uses as an example a certain type of a balchai, but it's only an example. It applies to all kinds of animals. Let's see our Mishnah. Zak the Mishnah echad shar. Whether it's a shar, the echad kol behema, or any behema, or for that matter a chaya, or an aif, they all have the same halacha in regard to number one, lenefilas habar. If they fall into a bar and they are hurt, the balabar has to pay. Again, even though the pasuk just says venafal shama shar or chamar, the same is true for any behema, chaya, or aif. Weiter. This is the second one out of the 8. Ula hafroshas har Sinai. The shas matan Torah. The Torah warns us, separate everyone from the mountain. Separate the animals from the mountain. Im behema im ish lo yichya. Bim eshoi chayoyvel heme yalu bahar. Even though it says only behema, but the same is true for a chaya and a oif. Vayt rezak the Mishnah. The third example would be, ula sashlume kefal. A ganef has to pay double. And that's not only if you steal a shar or a chamar or a seh. Those are the ones that the pasuk enumerates. A kol dvar pesh al shar al chamar al seh shiar shi'an alakim yishalim shnayim l'riyeyu. But even other behemais, chayas, and oifais are the same. You have to pay kefal. And it's not just bali chayim. Even on things that aren't aligned. It says a kol dvar pesh. The fourth category is ola hashavas aveda in regard to the chiyuv of returning an aveda. Although the pasuk says, if you encounter a shar or a chamar that is lost, hashiv tishiven ulai. In Parshas Kisei, say it says v'chein tasa l'chamayrai. But the same is true for all balei chayim and not just balei chayim, other things as well. Vayter zok the Mishnah. The fifth example is leprika. When you see that your friend's behema is buckling under the pressure, you have to help him unload the behema. Although it says kisira chamar, but the same is true for all behemas chayis and noifis. The sixth example is lachasima. It is usher to lack the mouth of a behema to prevent it from eating from the tfuah while it is working. Leisachsim shar b'dishai. Although it says shar, but it's lav davka shar. The same is true for any other behema, chaya or oif. The seventh example is leklayim. The isser klayim of balei chayim. And that means two things. You can't connect two different kinds of animals and, let's say, plow with them together. Or they should pull a wagon together. Although the Torah says leisachrish b'shar v'chamar yachtav, but the same is true for all behemoths. The other iser klayim is to mate different types of animals. Although the Torah only says behemtecha leiser v'yaklayim, but it applies to chayis and oifis as well. And finally, ula Shabbos. Everyone has to guard their behema. That shouldn't do work on Shabbos. Even though it says u'behemtecha. And the pasuk also says in Parshas v'eschana on your shar and your chamar. But it applies not just to Shar and Chamar, not just to Behemais, in regard to all these 8 things, V'chein, Chaya V'Oiv K'yaitzeben. The Halacha applies across the board to Behemais, Chayas, and Oifas as well. Im Kain, if that's the case, Lama Nema Shar and Chamar. So why by Nefilas Habar does the Torah say Shar and Chamar? And the same is true in regard to the other things. Ella, rather the reason is, Shedibur HaKasev B'Hoiva. The Pasuk uses as an example the Balei Chayim that normally are used for these things. It's usually the shar or the chamar falls into a bar because they're walking in the Rosh Hashanah and carrying packages. Sheep normally don't walk in the Rosh Hashanah, they're grazing on the field. That's why by Afroshas Har Sinai, it says, Gametzayim v'abakar, they shouldn't graze. They're normally the ones that just walk around and graze. By Tashlume Kefal and Ashava Seved, it says shar or chamar because it's their derech to wander into other fields. That's why they get stolen or lost. By Prika and Chasima, it says Shara Chamar, because they're the ones that carry packages. Okay, so in our Mishnah we learned that even though the Torah sometimes enumerates certain types of behemoths, or sometimes the Torah just says behema, but in 8 cases, it's not limited to those. It applies to behema, chaya, and oifes. What are the 8 cases? Bar, Har Sinai, paying kefal, Shavas Haveda, the mitzvah of helping your friend to unload. Actually, it says your enemy, but it means that way he'll become your friend. In regard to the Isser of preventing the animal from eating, Chasima. In regard to the Isurei Klayim, and in regard to the mitzvah of your animal resting on Shabbos. Gemara learns out from various different drashas that even though the Torah enumerates sometimes specific behemoth, sometimes just behemoth, but it applies to all behemoths, chayas, and oifas, the reason the Torah picks only some of them is that shedibur akasav b'haiva, where it's the most common in each of these cases.